Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Morin, and this is The Cosmetic Decision. I'm a board-certified plastic surgeon, and I've helped thousands of people with everything from complex facial deformities to sensitive cosmetic concerns feel more comfortable and confident. I'm here to help you increase your self-confidence by safely guiding you to the highest quality surgical care possible when appropriate. But I'm also here to be the voice of reason in a world where cosmetic surgery decisions are getting out of control. Trends are extremely common in life. And while it might be okay in the fashion industry to buy a millennial pink dress or a chili oil jacket, because that's what the Pantone Color Institute and New York Fashion Week says you should do, it's not okay to blindly follow trends in the world of cosmetic surgery. The cosmetic surgery industry is constantly looking for the newest, the latest, and the hottest trend because that's what's good for their sales and their bottom line. That might not, however, be the best thing for you. So it's important to understand that major corporations who create new products everywhere in life and also in the world of cosmetic surgery are judged in terms of financial performance on growth. So in order to achieve solid financial growth as a company needs to constantly introduce new products, services, or ideas. The truth, however, is that these new products are not always better than the products we already have. Now, don't get me wrong, sometimes they are. The iPhone 8 looks a lot better than the iPhone 6, and Botox and certain fillers, for example, were complete game changers in the cosmetic procedure world. Laser liposuction, on the other hand, buttocks implants, and drastically oversized lips, however, were not. So, silicone injections are another perfect example of a trend in cosmetic surgery. Silicone injections were extremely trendy in the 80s and the 90s. And we've subsequently realized that they're not a great idea. So, just like other fads, silicone injections in the face have come and largely gone. So, I'm pleading with you to please not be an early adopter or a guinea pig when it comes to plastic surgery. Contrary to popular belief, the newest and latest is usually not the best. So you need to be wary of trends in the world of plastic surgery. Again, trends are okay in fashion and technology. You could always buy a new dress or a new iPhone, but you can't get a new body. And some of these cosmetic surgery trends are extremely difficult, if not impossible, to reverse. So you'll hear me say this over and over again. I am not a fan of silicone in the face. A wise plastic surgeon once said, there are only two places in the body where one should ever put silicone. Those are the left breast and the right breast. So let me tell you a story about silicone injection into the face. I saw a patient once who was referred by a dermatology colleague of mine. She was a relatively young girl in her early 20s, and someone had injected silicone into her cheeks. She subsequently got an infection in the area. The infection turned into a wound. She ended up with a bad scar. She then got laser treatments in order to attempt to make the scar look better. And unfortunately, she got a burn from the laser. And by the time I saw her, she was having a severe reaction, a severe inflammatory or swelling reaction to the silicone in her face. Specifically, anytime the temperature got hot outside, her face completely swelled up. So prior physicians treated her with steroid injections in the face, steroid pills, and antibiotics. And she ended up developing a severe endocrine problem, which caused, like, basically a severe hormone problem, which caused her entire face and body to swell because of these silicone injections. So ultimately, I had to take this patient to the operating room and I had to cut the silicone out of her face. Liquid silicone, I had to cut out of her face. And I'm sure she was thinking, I just wanted fuller cheeks. I had no idea that any of this could possibly happen to me. And I was thinking, poor girl, someone gave her really bad advice. So again, don't be an early adopter when it comes to plastic surgery. And I have many silicone stories. Silicone injected into the buttocks, silicone injected into the lips. I see silicone injected into the lips all the time. Very often, it's injected in some other country, and the patient comes to me in New York City to have it fixed. So specifically, one patient came to me very recently. She had her lips injected somewhere in Central or South America, and she was really not happy because her lips were too big. The silicone became lumpy, and she was distraught. And the problem with silicone is it never goes away. It lasts forever. So the only treatment is to cut it out. My preference and what I do in my cosmetic practice is I inject fillers that have hyaluronic acid in them. Fillers like Juvederm or Restylane. These fillers are great because they're made with a relatively natural substance that dissolves in about 1 year. Now, you have to be careful with these products as well because the companies who make these products keep coming out with new iterations, and the new versions are not always better than the versions we were using last week or last year. But in general, these hyaluronic acid fillers are great when used properly. So this woman who came to my office with silicone injected into her lips, again, got really bad advice. And I had to take her to the operating room, and I had to cut the silicone out. And she ended up with a good result, but she has a scar on the inside of her lips, and she needed a surgical procedure under general anesthesia. And that likely would not have happened had she used one of the products, one of the safer products that we use all the time with hyaluronic acid, like Juvederm or Restylane. So again, don't be an early adopter, and specifically stay away from silicone injections into the face. Another trend, butt implants. So I understand it is very popular to have a large butt. And there are safe ways to increase the size of your buttocks. But implants are not safe. And implants placed into the buttocks is not the way to increase the size of the buttocks. So this is a trend. This is a trend that everyone should stay away from. If you want a larger buttocks, then there are fat grafting procedures that are safe when done properly by experienced board-certified plastic surgeons. But buttock implants, silicone buttock implants, are not a good idea. There's a risk of infection. There's a risk of malposition. I once saw one of these implants that had dropped down and was basically sitting in the patient's thigh. So another area of plastic surgery where there are constantly new trends is liposuction. There are all these different types of liposuction. Essentially, liposuction involves a tube, and fat gets sucked out through the tube into a canister. So this basic type of liposuction was invented back in the late 70s and started to become popular in the 1980s. But relatively recently, industries have attempted to improve upon this basic concept by adding laser or ultrasound or water. This is another great example of industries needing to come up with something new in order to demonstrate financial growth. But when you really think about it, or when I really think about it, there's really no benefit to these new technologies over the technology that we were using back in the 80s. We've made subtle changes. For example, we added power, so the cannula that we use moves back and forth. But there's really no need to add a laser or ultrasound, which has caused a large number of burns on the skin, or water. So in my practice, I use power-assisted liposuction, and it works great. The last example I'm going to give you, I'm sure many people have noticed on their own, trends in the past, specifically in rhinoplasty. So back in the 70s and 80s, surgeons advocated a relatively destructive form of rhinoplasty where a lot of the structural support of the nose was removed. Over time, this caused a collapse of certain structures and ultimately not the best result. So specifically, there was a period of time where it was trendy to simply cut the support cartilage in the nasal tip. And in time, the entire nasal tip complex would collapse. So now we add structural support, and we've learned from things that we did in the past, and we've learned how to do things better. I do a lot of rhinoplasties, and when I perform my rhinoplasties now, I'm constantly adding structural support. So again, don't be an early adopter. Don't be a guinea pig when it comes to plastic surgery. You might be asking, why is this important? Well, buy the newest iPhone, buy the newest television, but don't buy into the newest, latest, trendiest plastic surgery procedure. As you constantly see with technology, the newest version doesn't always work. Very often, the newest software that Apple releases causes problems with the iPhone, for example. So if you're one of the first people to have a new procedure done, then you might have the problems associated with that new procedure. And again, a lot of these new trends are industry driven. Companies need to come up with new things that drive their growth. But that doesn't mean that the newest thing is the best thing for you. And I know what you're thinking. My friend had this new procedure done and she loves it. Or this girl that I follow on Instagram who has 6 million followers had this new procedure done and she looks amazing. Well, as my parents always said to me when I was growing up, if everyone was jumping off the Brooklyn Bridge, that wouldn't make jumping off the Brooklyn Bridge a good idea. So it takes time to determine whether or not new technology anywhere in the world and in medicine as well is safe and effective. So during that early time, don't be the guinea pig. Don't be the person who this technology is essentially tested on. Here are some tips on how to not be an early adopter in plastic surgery. First of all, go talk to a board-certified plastic surgeon and ask questions. Specifically, ask, what are the risks of this new procedure? Find out how safe it is. You also need to find out how long the procedure has been around, and specifically, how many people the surgeon has used or performed this device or procedure on. You probably don't want to be patient number one. You should also find out, why should I use this product or this procedure instead of using another product or procedure that has been around for years and that works beautifully? So don't follow something or someone just because it's popular. And again, don't be an early adopter. Don't be a guinea pig when it comes to plastic surgery. The newest and the latest is often not the best. Let's recap. You're going to ask questions about this new product or this new procedure. You're going to find out what the risks are, and you're going to find out how safe it is. You're also going to find out how long the procedure has been around and how many people this specific doctor has used this device or this procedure on. Finally, you're going to find out why you should use this product or this procedure instead of another product or procedure that's been around forever and that works perfectly. Now, this is my favorite part of the show. What would Jennifer do? This is the segment where I answer your questions. You can go to my website, www.robertmorinmd.com, and you can send me a question, and I will answer it on one of my upcoming podcasts. Jennifer writes, I am one of the many people who love Kim Kardashian. Kim Kardashian has a beautiful body, and I love her butt. I was thinking about getting a Brazilian butt lift. Should I get it? What are the risks? Thanks, Jen. Jennifer, I understand that you want to look beautiful and it's nice to be recognized on social media for your beauty. But as with any surgery, and as with any plastic surgery procedure, there are risks. There are risks to implants, which we discussed already, which makes them, in my opinion, not something that should be used in the buttocks. And there are also risks when you inject things into your buttocks. Now, these risks are unacceptably high when the things that are being injected are not natural, are not your own fat. They're also unacceptably high when the procedure is being performed by someone who's not licensed or who shouldn't be performing this procedure because they don't have experience with it. But in the hands of an experienced board-certified plastic surgeon who does a lot of fat injection into the buttocks, it's a relatively safe procedure. That being said, you should meet with a board-certified plastic surgeon and go over the risks, because there are some serious risks. So, I understand your concern. There is a safe way, a relatively safe way, to go about addressing it, but there are also a lot of dangerous ways. And to the point of this podcast, be careful about the large buttocks trend, because like all trends, it might end one day, and it's a difficult thing to reverse. So, as I always say, don't take plastic surgery to the extreme. And don't be an early adopter. So, Jen, you got this. Just remember my suggestions, ask questions, find out what the risks are, find out how long the procedure's been around, find out how many of these procedures the doctor you're talking to has performed, make sure he's a board-certified plastic surgeon, and find out if there are any alternatives. And then be conservative and realize that trends don't last forever. So again, don't be an early adopter. Don't be a guinea pig when it comes to plastic surgery. The newest and the latest device or procedure is often not the best. Now, you have a right to feel confident and a right to feel in control of your own body. And you deserve to be happy. But don't give in to the hype. Ask questions, be an educated consumer, and most importantly, be safe and conservative. You'll be thankful in the long run. Thanks for joining me today. This is Dr. Robert Morin with The Cosmetic Decision, and I'll be back next week to talk more about current issues involving cosmetic surgery.